Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Churches and ministries in Ukraine make sure gospel hope is always present in what they do. Then, a pro-life center in Michigan has a redemption story of its own that you won't want to miss. We'll tell you about it in just a few moments. But first,
we're helping people on the front line, literally pastors with body armor on, taking aid into frontline locations.
That's Eric Mock, who works with the Slava Gospel Association to deliver humanitarian aid and gospel hope in Ukraine. He says Ukrainians are worn.
We combat that not only with providing the love of God through providing physical resources, but with the gospel.
Mock says his ministry has hardly been impacted by the USA's freeze on foreign assistance funding, though SGA expects to serve a growing number of Ukrainians left with resulting aid gaps.
A huge number of people are actually coming to churches. We call them centers of heat and hope when the electricity's off.
SGA works within a local church network independent of any government-level restrictions or political changes. And that strategy works well. It's one Mock prefers over others.
Sending aid over and over and over without a message of hope is putting a finger in the dike with leaks all over the place.
Instead, Mock says ministries must hold out the gospel.
We have to come with a message of hope. Food will come and go. Situations between nations will come and go. But the gospel is unchanging. And without the gospel, there's not a future.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. We turn next to Somalia, which is considered one of the hardest places to follow Christ in the world, second only to North Korea on one watchdog list. Yet that doesn't keep God from building his church. One Somali couple named Shino and Shania went public with their faith in Christ a few years ago. They work at Somali Christian TV and other media channels to send the gospel to their fellow countrymen. In a recent conversation with the Voice of the Martyrs USA, Shania said,
"Millions of Somalis have seen what the Lord is doing. Many of them come to faith."
Many also send death threats against them. Even so, Shino and Shania see God changing people's lives across the Somali diaspora.
A friend from the U.S., she said, "I used to hate you every day, and now I pray for you every day."
There's so much to pray for. Shino explained no above-ground church can exist in Somalia, and small underground churches are always in danger of discovery and violence.
If you are Somali and they know that you are Christian, they will persecute you. They are scattered everywhere, and they are isolated.
Lack of access to scripture, Bible teaching, or fellowship makes growing in faith a slow process for Somalis. But God is moving. Pray for Shino and Shania as their team seeks to reach and disciple Somalians for Christ. And finally, the building that houses Life International in Grand Rapids, Michigan, was originally built as a place of worship. Then it was a place of death, before the Lord redeemed it. Kurt Dillinger, president and founder of Life International, tells us,
"This particular building was the first Jewish synagogue built in Grand Rapids. And they were here in this building for many, many years and eventually became the largest abortion facility in West Michigan."
Around 20 years ago, when the abortion clinic went up for sale, it seemed an unlikely place to host a pro-life ministry. But that's what Life International did. And Dillinger says it's what God intended.
"Many women come to our building here who had abortions in their past, and they'll come and they'll want to see the building. We get to communicate to them, look what God did with the brick and mortar. He changed it from what it was to what it is today. A place of death was turned into a place of life. He wants to do the same thing in your heart. You are more important to him than brick and mortar. This is just a message to you, how much he loves you."
Praise the Lord for his redemptive work.
And so that's been our message through our building. God has uniquely given us a wonderful mouthpiece here for our community.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.